In studio is Donnie Rose, the accomplished poet. Donnie, what exactly do you do as far as as I explained, a well-known poet? What do you do in the inner city to help young men and women who are on the fringe of society?
Okay. I am the marketing director and a teaching artist with a nonprofit called Forward Arts Incorporated. And Forward Arts is a literary arts nonprofit. We do in-school writing residencies, after-school writing programs, monthly youth open mics, an annual teen poetry slam festival. Last year, we selected an inaugural Baton Rouge Youth Poet Laureate. So we do literary arts education through the realm of spoken word poetry.
You work with Chancellor Skidmore.
I do.
Who's been with us.
I do.
And most people, I think, would believe that's a noble endeavor, something that would help. These young kids, do they respond?
Very much so. Spoken word gives many young people a platform to express their grievances and their joys. And the other thing about it is that in addition to the emotional benefits, there's a critical learning benefit to writing and performing poetry. And we've seen that play out through studies. We've seen that play out through action, through young people literally evolving within themselves as they participated in this art form.
You were receiving, what, about $7,600, right?
$7,600 was, yes, that was the amount.
And some other entities got huge amounts, like Healing Place Church, over
$200,000. Right. A lot of these other entities were originally contracted under Mayor Holden's administration. And so a lot of the newer contracts of smaller amounts, the 7,600s and the 9,800s, were initiated under Mayor Broome's administration.
Why do you think you were singled out?
I know exactly why I was singled out. I could get into that story. I'm not so interested in doing so, but I'll say this. I made a public comment on someone else's thread. Someone saw the comment that I made, decided to dog whistle that comment to another demographic, and then it became a thing of, well, if this person feels this way, Mayor, do you think that this person should be receiving these funds? That whole scenario played out over the course of a full day with many alumni and community members coming to my defense saying that not only myself, but my colleagues were more than deserving of this. And so that's just kind of where it all stemmed from.
And there were some public officials, of course,
right,
weighed in, including our junior senator, John Kennedy. What did you make of his remarks?
I think that it came from a place of annoying. Zero Skidmore, who you referenced earlier, wrote a post that was kind of like a letter on Facebook in response to Senator Kennedy. And I think what it really comes from is an ideological difference about the value of arts and this idea of art or literary art being a waste of time, when we know it to be true that not only, as I mentioned earlier, do young people are often better able to foster their emotional selves, but from a critical thinking standpoint. So when people think of poetry, they think of emotions and feelings. But the truth of the matter is, when you're writing a poem, constructing a metaphor, constructing imagery, there's a level of critical thought that is involved in that process, and that critical thought is transferable outside of the realm of poetry. And so if someone is not invested in that art form, then their analysis of it can be skewed, and I think that's what happened there. He's not invested in the art form. And so his perception of it being a quote-unquote waste of time is skewed because that's not what he engages in.
Has he been to a Forward Arts event, to your knowledge?
Absolutely not.
Would you invite him?
Sure. Our events are open-ended and open to the public. The truth of the matter is, Jim, the majority of people who have come out as detractors of our programming or questioning the amount of money that we receive has not been to any of these events or just are not. They're not engaged in that art form or in that community.
Do you ever see any of our lawmakers, public officials, our two U.S. senators in the 70805 area?
No. I think that it would be great if they were able to come out to these events, to these activities. We just had a group of young people come from an international youth poetry slam festival and win it. Some of those young people are from the 70805 zip code, from the 70807 zip code. So we've had young people represent us on an international stage, come back as champions, coming from a place where literacy rates are often, you know, at an all-time low. And so if you are not, if you are a political figure and you're not engaging in these communities, then you really don't know what these young people are saying and in what manner they're articulating it and how well they're articulating it.
Well, it's a case of you saying the senator was unknowing. How many others are unknowing?
I couldn't even keep count. I think, again, it is a ideological thing, right? I think that whenever you're dealing with a primarily conservative political climate, there is a de-emphasis on arts and humanities, and when you're dealing, and oftentimes when you're dealing with a primarily liberal political climate, there is more of an emphasis on arts. And so it really becomes based on where you decide your values lie. And so I think that's what that has a lot to do with.
What has poetry done for you?
Poetry has given me a voice, an identity, a profession. I found my wife at a poetry reading. Poetry has been transformative in my life in unspeakable ways. And I've also watched that be the case for a lot of young people that I've worked with over the course of the last 10 years.
Well, it's made an impression on you. Mm-hmm. Can you gauge what kind of an impression it's made on these young people that you're encountering?
Yes. I think that for me, that became the most evident in the thick of that whole the whole controversy, right? And young people stepping out and saying, we are not who you have casted us to be. We're not young gangbangers. We're not social miscreants. A lot of us were able to find ourselves, find our voices, evade potential trouble by engaging in this art form. We have young people that have gone to school on spoken word scholarships at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, the only school in the country that affords that type of scholarship. We have a young person in our program that was an alumni of our program now who has been recently hired to be an intern for Forward Arts. She is currently a PhD student at LSU. She came from the 70805 zip code. She went to school on a spoken word scholarship after being introduced to the art form via Forward Arts.
Now, this $7,600, what was it used for? Were you meeting on a regular basis at various places? How did it work?
So when we met with Dr. James Gilmore for the contract, we were already in the process of planning our summer program called Slam Camp. We do this program every summer at LSU. It's a three-week spoken word, intensive spoken word-based program. So what we decided to do, because this is the first year that we were charging for the for Slam Camp because we hadn't been, what we decided to do was to go back and assess the students from the 70805 and 70802 zip code that signed up for Slam Camp, refund them their money if they paid, and actively recruit more young people from that zip code. In addition to that, the following week, we did a week of programming at Carver Branch Library that was inclusive of young people ages 7 to 12, teenagers ages 13 to 19, and adults ages 20 and up. So we were offering writing and performative workshops for the gambit of the community for free at Carver Branch Library. And that was the scope of what we were doing with the Brave contracts.
Now, Dr. Gilmore resigned his post with the mayor's office
right
yesterday. Do you think he was a victim of this?
I do. I believe that his best intentions were, I don't want to say demonized, but they definitely were exploited. I think that Dr. Gilmore was looking to do a part of what Mayor Broome's platform was based on, which was a more equitable distribution of city contracts. So he was looking to uphold that. And I think that in the thick of all of this, he became a victim of circumstance.
Well, Donnie, we commend you for working in the inner city, and you, of course, you have great knowledge of that area.
Yeah. I mean, I would also say this, Jim, and Yes, a lot of our work does consist of in the inner city, in the 70805, 70802, but our work is completely expansive of the city of Baton Rouge in general. The first time I taught a poetry workshop, it was at University High, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I personally stood in classes from U High to Episcopal High to Estruma High, right? And that's the thing about the art form. It is expansive, right?
Well, you're doing good work, and we look forward to an update very soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing your story.
No
Donnie
problem.
Rose,
all
Forward
right.
Arts, along with Chancellor Zero Skidmore.
And Desiree Dallas Giacomo.
Take care.
Indeed.